did your guards come through?
Well, we are concerned with buyers, obviously, and we'll see how all that goes. You know, everybody's getting MRIs right now. We're waiting on the results. I'm waiting on the results from Chris and from Dockery, and we should get those within hopefully the next hour or two.
Buyer's also getting an MRI.
Yes. Yes.
Your most concern with him.
Yes, that's probably the biggest concern right now because it was the foot injury.
Into the week working out Nate, I guess.
Yes, we'll work Nate out and we'll go from there.
How did Nate do yesterday?
He played well. Nate played well. It was it was really pleasing. I got an opportunity to watch the tape, got an opportunity to listen to the offensive line coaches give me their evaluations of him, and then listen to what Mike Shula had to say about it as well. So that was really good news. Nate's an interesting young man. You know, he went to UCLA as a tight end, then moved him to offensive tackle, then they moved him to defensive line. We got him as a free agent, brought him here as a defensive lineman. He improved. One day we were short. He had to play offensive line for us on the practice on the look team. And Coach Matsko, in his way, expressed that he really liked the kid. And we were looking for an opportunity. We drafted two defensive tackles, and we went to Nate and said, look, to be honest with you, it's going to be tough because of who we drafted. But we see this might be your future. And Nate was all for it. He wanted the challenge. He took the challenge, and he's been solid ever since. He had a really good OTAs mini camp. Had good training camp, and we've kept him on the 53 because of that. And I know the offensive coaches have done a terrific job with him. And for him to be a primary tackle backup and then get the opportunity to have to go in and play guard, I thought they did a nice job. I think, again, our coaches did a nice job preparing him, getting him ready. And I also think Mike handled the play calling very well to help out and make sure, you know, we put Nate in a good position.
Better offensive tackle, defensive tackle, or tight end?
I think in all honesty, his future does look like it's brightest on the offensive line. And I say that because he's so athletic. You know, to play tackle, you've got to be very athletic. He's stout. He's physical. He's a very smart, very bright young man who's very motivated. And I think because of that, he's got an opportunity, I think, to ascend as a player, you know, and he's not where he needs to be yet, you know, like this team, you know, he's still got a lot of work to do. But I think he has an opportunity there.
Right, when was that? Do you remember that practice where you moved him over to offensive line? Wait, I mean,
guy, it would have to be sometime, probably October-ish, somewhere in there last year.
Came up joking that when he got to the line the first few times that he was asking Khalil, who do I have here and all that, I mean, because as a quarterback, that's kind of concerning with pass plays called. But when you graded him out, did he?
Yes, they really did grade very well. And there's a lot more of that happens than you guys realize. Whether you're on the defensive side or the offensive side, guys are asking each other what to do half the time. So it is very disconcerting for a head coach.
Hey, Ron, I think you've heard some of the noise. We've talked about it with you before, who you've beat, who you haven't beaten. Are you as interested as anyone to see how y'all do as the competition seemingly increases?
Yes, and again, as I said, though, you know, you play who you're supposed to play, and that's the thing. You know, you sit there and you look at Atlanta, and you can't tell me that they're a 2-6 team. I mean, there's a lot of good football players on that team, a lot of Pro Bowl, all pros, future Hall of Famer. So, you know, you play who you play. Am I excited about the challenge? Yeah. Why? Because it's our next biggest one, and that's the 49ers. And I look forward to that opportunity. I look forward to that challenge. I think our guys are going to be as excited as well. So, you know, we'll get a good indication as to where we are. Why? Because, as I said, they're defending NFC champs. You know, played in the Super Bowl last year. So this will be a very good challenge for our guys.
You played on playoff teams. You coached on playoff teams. Does this starting to feel like a playoff team?
Yes, it does. It feels like a team has an opportunity, has a chance to go forward and be better. And again, you know, as I said, we're not anywhere where we need to be. There is a lot for us to do, a lot for us to learn. There's a lot to learn from yesterday. We made a lot of mistakes. As I said yesterday, we didn't play very well in the first half. We made a lot of mistakes, and again, give credit to Atlanta. They put us in that position to make mistakes, and you know, they challenged us very hard. They came here to play, and for whatever reason, we didn't execute the way we were capable of, and we left a lot of opportunities on the field.
In your mind, what's the area where you're most lacking in terms of getting a run together?
Well, I we'll see. I mean, the nice thing about it is in the games that we've played, it really hasn't been one area. It really hasn't. And, you know, maybe when you're getting ready to say it is that area steps up. And every week we've had a different group of guys. I saw where one of you guys reported that it's been a different guy that's led our receivers in receiving per game. So that, to me, is exciting that, you know, we're doing it by committee. You know, we run the ball by committee. You know, Jonathan Stewart was our leading rusher. Our most consistent rusher has been D'Angelo Williams, you know. The ground pounder has been Michael Tolbert. So, again, you get excited. Why? Because those groups of guys are all contributing.
Tampa took Seattle to the wire yesterday and Jets beat the Saints. I mean, is that another argument for you really don't pay attention to the fact that your opponents don't have an 8 win so far?
Without a doubt. But at the same time, you sit there and you go, kudos to Kansas City. You know, so there's a lot of that's in this league. There's a lot of parity. People don't realize, and I've said it, and I stress it, it's very hard in this league to win because there's a lot of good football players out there, and sometimes you also got to get the bounces. You got to be lucky. We were lucky yesterday, too. We had a situation where the ball rolled back to Brandon LaFell. So, you know, we'll take it.
Outside of the win-loss record, obviously this team right now, if the season ended, gets a wild card spot. Why do you feel this is a playoff team, though?
I think this we can be a playoff team because of the things that we've done, because of the way we're playing. If we play like this, consistent all the way through, who knows? We have a great opportunity. We have a great challenge in front of us. The chances can be limitless, but we have to play that way. I mean, just because we're doing it now doesn't mean, you know, it's automatic. So we'll take it one play at a time. We'll take it one game at a time, and we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. The next biggest challenge we have, obviously, is San Francisco.
What's the difference in this team now as opposed to a year ago at this time?
Consistency, making plays when we need them, clutch plays, big plays, game-ending plays. You know, you go back and you look at it and you say, well, you know, what can you point to? Well, you sit there and point to several plays in several games and say, that's the play that sealed it. That's the play that took us to the next step, that gave us a chance to win, you know, that solidified the victory, even though it was middle of the fourth quarter. But it was there. We hadn't done that in the past. Those are things that we need to continue to do.
Not just execution on the field. You're also talking about some play calls that you've made, including the fourth down calls.
Yes, and the play calls that our coordinators have made, the suggestions that the position coaches are making to the coordinators. There's a lot of reasons why. There's a lot of people involved. It's not all on me either. I mean, we've had some, you know, and we had some players step up. Individual players just make. This week it was Drayton Florence. You know, a few weeks ago, Drayton, you know, was waiting for the call. He got it and came back and made a great play. You know, we get Dewan Edwards back, really helped solidify the front. Colin Cole making the plays that he has. Brandon LaFell, again, you know, the catches he made in traffic, the catches he made getting hit as soon as he caught the ball and holding on. Nate Chandler getting a chance. Who would have thought? So there's a lot of things that are going on, and to your point, you know, and again, you know, got to give the position coaches and the coordinators credit.
Talk about, you know, I remember talking to Shula before the season. He said he wanted to get back to a more traditional running game. You guys are first in time of possession. You're running the ball 50% of the time. The league average is like 40%. Can you talk about your approach and how that's worked for you?
Well, again, to me, it really all goes back to last year and doing the self-scout and the evaluation I told you guys about. Looked at it and said, you know, we were putting a lot of stress and pressure on the quarterback. Getting back to what we did the year before, using our two tight end packages, using our 21 packages, and distributing the ball more evenly. I think that's probably been one of the biggest things, you know. Talking to Mike after the Buffalo game this year and listening to what he had to say about these are things that we need to do with Cam and listening to other offensive coaches about their input as to what we felt we could do and what we needed to do. And I think that's part of it. You know, it's again, there's not one specific answer as much as I think it's, again, it goes back to the whole thing that, you know, we collaborated on some of the things that we needed to do, and everybody feels really good about it and very confident.
Some coaches wouldn't mention the possibility of a playoff team this early in the season, especially a team that's been through what you guys have the last few years. Why do you feel comfortable talking about that?
Well, you guys brought it up. I keep trying to tell you it's one game at a time. We got San Francisco coming up this week.
But you don't hesitate to say this is a team that could.
Without a doubt. I'm confident in who our guys are. And again, I'm an optimist. You know, but the thing that I want to stress it is that this is the next most important game we play, because it's the one we're about to play, and that's the 49ers.
So-called homecomings in Chicago and then San Diego. Is going to the Bay Area, where, and I grew up in a lot of places. Is this kind of a homecoming? Do you see it? Is it special for you at all?
It's 93 miles south or north of where I grew up. It's right across the bay from where I played college football, so it most certainly is, but that's not the reason why we're going. We're going there to play a football game, and I will try to make sure that we keep that business approach to it, you know, because in some cases my homecomings haven't been as nice as I'd want them. So I'm not looking to build on that, that's for sure. And again, I most certainly, you know, do want to stress, I know it gets a little bit of a cliche, but this is the next biggest game we play, and it's the 49ers.
Ron, a couple of your colleagues had some pretty serious health issues or health scares over the weekend. Does that make you kind of take stock in your own health and sort of just take a step back?
Yeah, it does. You know, because again, this is, you know, this is a tough position. You know, it's a tough job, but it's all part of it. And the thing you have to do is you've got to be mindful of your own health and your own, you know, personal well-being. But you know, you can't worry about it. You just got to make sure you do the best you can to stay healthy. It's tough, and you feel for those guys because they're good people. That's the other part of it too. So, you know, we'll have them in our thoughts and prayers.
I feel like before you've told us, you guys have, as a staff, you require physicals.
Well, this team does, and every team I've been on does require that you get a physical, and so that's all part of it. And believe me, I'll continue to get mine, and you know, make sure everything's going okay. You know, I know I could stand to lose a few pounds, but it's the unfortunate part of the business, and at the same time, it's part of what the business is about.
Is coaching just in head coaching in the NFL, is that kind of by nature an unhealthy position? And I ask because, you know, you guys aren't putting in 40-hour weeks. You're putting in more than that, and you hear more and more of these kind of situations, be it
well,
college level.
Yeah, and the college level's got it as well. But again, you know, there is some things that you have to do and you've got to be careful about. You know, one of the nice things I appreciate here is Mr. Richardson's attitude, you know, about this, about being a family atmosphere that you know, and I stress to our guys to you know, hey, get your work done, get home. You know, there are certain times that you know, like today, you know, giving the players the day off because of the victory. You know, it makes things a little bit easier on the coaches. You know, they're not hurrying to do things. They get a chance to take a breath, and that's important. Last week when we played the Thursday night game, everybody had Sunday off. You know, the whole staff, everybody, me included. So that was good, and I got a chance to flop around Charlotte again. But you do, and you have to, and it is. It's tough, and I appreciate you guys bringing that up again, because you know, these are guys that are, you know, relatively healthy looking men, and you do get concerned, but you know, hopefully, you know, we can take a breath every now and then and really be, you know, thankful for what we have.
Is it the stress and the sleep deprivation, you would say, that are sort of add up to potential?
I think it's a lot, and it's probably true in a lot of other positions. I mean, there's a lot of executives in this world that, you know, go through a lot of stress, and, you know, because, I mean, in all honesty, you know, I coach a game. I mean, I know it's a very serious game, and there's a lot of money involved, and a lot of, you know, a lot of other things. I mean, you know, and you've got people's livelihoods and families riding on decisions you make. But at the same time, I you know, I know there's other people that are in far more stressful jobs than I am.
I know that something that probably stresses you out is what your guys are doing down in Miami. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on about bullying and stuff. Like, do you have a policy against bullying, hazing?
Well, we have work policies here. I mean, this organization does. Mr. Richardson has them posted everywhere. And, you know, the biggest thing is that if something like that is happening, we've got to take care of it. And we've just got to make sure we take care of it as quickly as possible. And we'll go from there. I mean, I'm not sure what's going on there, but I know we have to be very mindful of what goes on here.
other than the few pounds you mentioned, have you ever had any kind of serious?
No, I've been very fortunate, and I really have, other than being sick 2 weeks ago, you know, and that was a little bit of the flu bug. I've been very fortunate.
You ever have to kick your assistants out and just say, go home?
Yes. These guys work very hard, and I've been around situations in other clubs, and one of the things that I stressed to our guys last week was that, hey, we were going to get out of here after putting full days in on Friday and Saturday. I wanted them out of there by 6, and then that they were going to take Sunday off. You know, and you try to be mindful because, again, this is hard. You don't get to see your family all the time. I mean, the hardest I ever worked was when I was the coordinator for the Bears in 06. It got to the point where I didn't see my daughter awake until Fridays. You know, if we played it on the road and we left on Saturday, I wouldn't see her awake until the following Friday. But that's part of the nature of the business. You know, you've got a lot of work to do, and you got very little time to get those things done.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, guys.